Narcissus by Stella Diaz-Varin. I'm absent from laughter, and everything happy men possess, while blood flees like a deer through every landscape for no apparent reason, as if believing that the most remote images silence our thought, still upright, despite those dark-rooted suns, I approach your winged figure, your little vertigos, and teach you to watch, like only fish can, in orbits unfamiliar to your hands. I emerge, little god, from the most secluded womb to join you with a perfectly measured distance. We share a certain gaze and an open door to encumber our conversations, leaning on the frame, gathered there like the abandoned gather themselves, nursing an ancient music even greater than life and death. And you revolt, known angel, anticipating the fall. Truth prefers this behavior. That's how you come and go and wrap yourself in the luminescence of old stars so that I can watch your skeleton, knowing full well that there's nothing more beautiful than the becoming of sea into bones. In the end, one gets used to no one saying goodbye, and to perceiving sound in the palm of a hand, like seahorses sense love as they caress each other's fishbone spines. Beautified in a drop of water, seen through thirst, you come to know my first work days, the steep channels that led God to unite snow, tree heart, bile, dark resin, indecision, pendulum, eternity, and night through eyes.